Oh, we are back.
Hello, hello.
Ashley and Mississippi. So we're here and we try to make it before 11. It's actually 12:20.
Yeah,
a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, we're a little bit late.
Way late. Past my bedtime.
But we wanted to do our last show in the year of 2019. Woo! Woo-hoo! So how was your year?
My year has been up and down. Hopefully it will get better.
Yeah.
Just hope and pray that it gets better. It's been more down than up. So hopefully this year, in the year of 2020, will be up.
It'll be that's up. All the way up.
All the way up. So that's what I'm hoping for in 2020, for everything to finally, you know, sink into place and connect together like a puzzle piece and finally get everything started and done. And you?
So my year, you know, it started off great. January 2019, we traveled to Mexico, you know, then
Jalisco.
That's the state, right?
I don't know.
Well, Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
And then January, we got a chance to go to Europe. February. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, February, you know, and then we did light travel over the summer. Light, very light. You know, we did one trip, got it in, and you know, it's been up and down, especially towards the end, like November for me, health wise. And so, I'm just hoping that, you know, 2020 will be a good year. You know, like
it will be a good year.
It will be. We're gonna talk it and pray it to existence. Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Have you been drinking?
No, but I should be. We're gonna talk it into existence.
Well, I'm gonna give you a Altoid.
For my breath stand?
No, because that makes you tippy.
Make me tippy? Have you been drinking?
Oh my gosh. Have you been tippy? Okay, so enough about that.
Yeah.
Who crossed the line?
Cross the line? No one crossed the line because we were out this week. So no one crossed the line. It's been a good week. Like Ice Cube said, it was a good day, but I had a good week.
You had a good week.
So nothing was crossed.
We're on break.
I didn't get anything from anyone. I had an awesome break. Small little vacay, getaway. So it was awesome. Yeah. Yours?
Okay, for me, you know, somebody always crosses the line with me. Always. So, you know, I went to Walmart, my favorite spot.
Somebody crossed
at
Walmart?
Yeah, listen.
At Walmart?
So, you know, I was having some me time because that's very important for me to have me time. So I'm sitting in the parking lot of Walmart. And I'm having me time sipping on my frappe with the extra shot of espresso.
So you cheated.
I didn't cheat on you.
You didn't tell about you bought it.
Well, this it was me time.
You cheated.
It was me time.
You cheated on us.
I didn't cheat on you guys.
Yes, you did.
No.
Did you bring us a frappe?
It was for me.
You cheated.
I was trying to. I had to get some stuff for you. Yeah.
What'd you get for me? I don't say anything.
What'd I get for you? I got some broccoli.
Ooh,
I got you some cheese.
Oh no. Nah.
I got you some
even
turkey meat.
Me flagellants, but it's okay. Okay.
Well, yeah. I got you some bananas.
Fiber.
Yeah, which is good
potassium.
For you. Which is good.
Okay.
I got you some what else did I get? Cereal and milk.
That's for the kids.
No, it's for you too.
Nah.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's your story.
Anyway,
I'll talk to you later.
Anyway.
Okay.
So I was, you know, sipping on my frappe.
That you didn't tell us about.
Yeah. Right now. With my extra shot of espresso. Yeah. And, you know, I heard this song, and it was by this young lady, Megan Thee Stallion, which, you know, one of her songs I like. But it was just talking about how the guy has to give her money and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I'm just thinking about, like, today's youth and how the young ladies just present themselves. And, you know, they think that guys are supposed to take care of them and you know, and do all this stuff and get their hair and nails. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh. It just really upset me because this is supposed to be like the year of her, the woman's time. And we are, you know, strong women. And you have this young lady, just, she's not the only one, just one of them that is like, you know, saying it's okay to use men for money. It's okay to, you know, to have sex with them for money. It's okay for that. And it's not okay. That just really ticked me off because it's not okay to do that. These young ladies, they really think that way. You know, I don't know how it is in other countries, but I know in America, like some of the teenage young ladies, they really think that way. And they have it really messed up because when they get out there in the workforce, if they make it, it's not going to treat them well because, you know, men are going to catch on to that. And then if they think that they can have children to try to keep the men and get more money, it's just not going to be good.
So how does she caution?
Because it just made me think of today's teenagers that I have to interact with on a daily basis and the things that they say. You know, like, you're 16 years old. What do you need a guy to buy you stuff for? Like, what do you need that? Why? What do you want? Mm. When you were 16, what would a girl need back in the 90s when you were growing up? Like, what? A flower?
No, girls don't like flowers. They probably want some chips.
Some chips. Candy. Some chips or some candy.
Some blow pops.
Yeah. You know, like, really? Okay, and that's doable. You know, you can go to the store and
get a date to a Pizza Hut or to a skating rink.
To Pizza Hut.
Or a skating rink.
Round table pizza. You know, something like that. Like, I'm like, seriously? Like, what's the problem? Like, what does a 15-year-old need with a man with money and all this stuff? Like, what do you need? Why? Why? I mean, I don't know. So that just really ticked me off because I just see the attitude in a lot of the young ladies. Okay. So anyway, yeah, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
So that's what ticked me off. Oh, but I have another thing that ticked me off today too. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go into my valley mode. So I was at Walmart after I finished my frappe. Mm-hmm. I went inside and, you know, I'm looking around and, you know, I'm getting nice vegetables and stuff from Mr. Sippy and everything, you know, because I'm thinking about his health and everything.
Right.
And so, and so, you know, I'm thinking about him getting vegetables and stuff. And I'm in the turkey meat section and this
turkey
lady, this lady, she was like, she held up like some things. She's like asking me about ham hocks. Oh. And I didn't know what it was. Like, she's like, oh, I need the ham hocks. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
Lady?
Yeah, Asian lady. Oh. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. Oh, don't you eat that? I'm like, no. For black eyed people, I said, I don't like that food. You don't? No, I don't. I don't eat that. Why would you assume that I eat that food? Because I'm brown?
It's because your African descent is part of our heritage.
It's not my heritage.
It's part of your heritage, whether you want it to be.
It's not mine.
It's part of yours, whether you want it to be.
I'm from the
It's part of a tradition of African Americans to have ham hocks and black eyed peas on New Year's Day.
Well, you know what?
With a penny in the middle.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, that's true down south stuff.
See, I never heard of that.
Black eyed peas.
So
it's supposed to be for good luck.
So my family would always make gumbo. My aunt would always make gumbo.
Okay, probably was a black eyed pea in there somewhere.
They wouldn't do that.
It probably was in there.
But I was like, no, that happened. But I was like, no, that's not cool. That is so not cool.
Well, I mean, you just be at the wrong spot at the wrong time.
I guess, you know, like.
I think she probably would have asked that to any person of color at that time.
Yeah. But has never happened to me before. And I'm like, what? Yeah. So
you don't like eating Southern food that much.
No, I don't.
You like fried chicken.
Who doesn't like that?
Exactly.
Oh, do you want to tell the story of the Colonel?
The Colonel?
The Colonel fried chicken?
I don't even know if I want to tell the story.
No, he was gangster. You guys don't know about that.
He was hood.
Yeah.
He was hood.
He knew how to fry chicken. Yeah.
If you ever get the chance to watch on the History Channel, what is it?
The food that made America.
It's not the food. The man that
made America. That was the other one. Men that built America. And then it was
all
the
that
food,
was connected together.
The
though.
Food. Yeah, but it was different segments though.
But it was all on the History Channel. And the guy that came with KFC, well, not he didn't come up with KFC, but the guy that originally had the 11 herbs and spices, he was hood. He used to own a gas station.
Yeah.
And he and another guy. There was two owners in a small town of a gas station. He was one of them. And they were battling over
the signs, the advertisement signs.
Yeah. And so it got to the point where they were fighting each other. They were painting on each other's billboard. It got to the point where they met up somewhere.
Yeah, dude walked up.
And Colonel Sanders, well, he wasn't a colonel then, but he.
What was his name? It was something Sanders.
It was something.
He walked up with his two guys.
He said, "Afternoon, fellas." And shot the other one.
And then the other guy from the other crew, he pulled out a shotgun and shot one of Colonel Sanders' guys. And Colonel Sanders picked up the gun from the guy that was down from his crew and shot the owner of the gas station. And then the owner went to jail, not Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders was
hit. Oh my gosh, yeah.
And like, people used to buy his chicken at his gas station until they built a freeway through his town, interstate, and so that people stopped bypassing his store, and so he kind of went bankrupt. And then he started going out on the road, selling his chicken to different to people that sold chicken, but he would only get like a 4 cent profit off each piece that he sold, until a company came and asked him for his recipe or his recipe. I'm assuming it was KFC. And then later on, he sold all his information or his recipe to this company, but they kept his likeness so he still kind of got paid for his likeness.
Yeah.
Which is on the bucket old chicken. So
yeah, but
white people
never
kill
knew.
People for chicken too.
Right. Right. So you know what, when they say, eating chicken, that's, you know, a black thing, but actually it's a white thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so
sorry
to break that to you.
Caucasian persuasion.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a very good show.
Southern thing.
So watch the show.
Yeah.
It's so many things that you see every day, and it makes you wonder how everybody got started. You know, everything from Carnegie Hall to
Rockefeller,
J.P. Morgan,
the post guy, he stole from Kellogg.
Yeah, Kellogg's, everything that you could think of. It just amazes you how the United States got started. Everything started with a crime, seemed like.
Yeah.
All these billionaires and all these companies that you see that's been around for 30 and 40 and 50 years, it seemed like it all started with the crime. Even the guys from Mars, from Hershey.
Mars Bar,
Hershey's, and all this other stuff. Like, the names that we say
every day. Because, like, Coca-Cola, Hershey. No. Heinz got mad because the guy that makes the ketchup, that made the ketchup, invented that stuff. He got mad because there were other people that were like taking his idea, but they were using like bad fillers and stuff.
Yeah.
And so to get rid of them, he had his brother go out and speak to somebody that was close to the president and like kind of convince the guy that he needed to bring some law in that would stop the people from making other products that was making people sick. So he put like three cups of whiskey on the table and was like, so which one is the real whiskey? Mm-hmm. And so then he was like, smell it, look at it, pick it up. He said, this one's the real whiskey. He said, now, would you drink it? Go ahead, drink it. He said, okay, you made your point. Yeah. So then after that, he got the president, who was Teddy Roosevelt, I think at the time, maybe. Yeah. But he got that president to pass the law that the people couldn't just put anything into everyone's food. And then that law turned into the FDA. So, I mean, it wasn't even like to help people. It was just to stop his competition.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and that happened a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. If they felt that they had competition, they found a way to stop it. Either they would buy the company,
right,
or they would go to a president. It was. It's a real good show, and we binge watched it on Christmas Day. We kind of binge watched it. It was awesome. It was I'm not a fan of history stuff, but.
Yeah, because he thinks it's like boring, but history is awesome.
Well, it depends on who tells the story.
But they had like actors and stuff in it, so that kind of held his attention. But
She fell asleep towards the end, but I didn't. I stayed awake.
Yeah, he did.
Aren't you proud of me? I stayed awake the whole time. I'm still awake now. I don't know why.
A hero cracker?
I do, actually.
Or in a frappe?
With some sharp cheddar cheese. So I want a hero cracker with some sharp cheddar cheese and a frappe with no shot.
No, you need the shot of espresso.
And no whipped cream.
Oh, see, I had whipped cream.
I don't want that. Extra caramel.
You know what? Yeah, you can get that too. Yeah. Some drizzles. But anyway, did we do? We went to Atlantic City.
Oh my goodness.
And we stayed at the Skyline Tower. This is our second year in a row.
Wyndham.
Yeah, Wyndham. This is our second year in a row going back to it.
Yeah.
And
what did you do for your birthday, which was Christmas?
So, Eva.
I didn't finish my sentence, but yeah.
So, for my birthday, mon anniversaire, what did I do? We went to the Sugar
Rush.
Was it Sugar Factory?
Sugar Land.
Oh, it was some sugar.
Sugar Lake or something.
Sugar,
like that.
Some kind of sugar place. Sugar
Ditch, Mississippi.
No.
Sugar Ditch.
No, it
Sugar
was
Sugar Rush.
It was the Sugar Factory.
Sugar Factory. Okay.
I don't know, but anyway, we went there, and I ordered some drink called the Royal Flush, and I thought it was like in a little goblet, big goblet, and I thought that it was just like a regular drink, you know, with dice and, you know, of course, it's candy and everything in it. And then this guy comes over. You want to take a picture? I'm like, no.
Had gloves on.
Like, just pour it already, you know? Yeah. And then he poured it, and then like all this smoke and stuff started coming out. I'm like, is this safe to drink?
Yeah.
So, you know, so after I sipped it.
It was a nice effect.
I started coughing. And, like, smoke was coming out of my.
It was more icy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess just get it for the nostalgia.
Yeah. So we had that. Didn't really have anything else.
I had some shrimp.
Yeah, you had some shrimp.
And you had...
I just had a basket of fries because I needed something salty.
Yeah.
My
Altoid got me dizzy.
Oh.
It made me feel like I was drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you have some wine before we left or something? It was just an Altoid.
I don't know.
I don't know What? But you put the Altoid in before you even had the.
Before I left.
Yeah. So.
But it probably. I mean, the Altoid. I must have gotten a bad batch or something.
A bad. Altoid, he got a bad batch.
The Altoid.
So.
Had me dizzy.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's some doctors out there that know, like, what's wrong. If an Altoid can even. Do they even make them with alcohol? I know they do with mouthwash.
No.
I don't know. Oh, maybe it was the menthol, the mint, the maybe. Peppermint.
Oh, my blood pressure probably just low.
Yeah, your blood That's pressure. Probably what it was. But after you had the shrimp, was it better?
No. I felt bad the whole night, even to the point where we went to the other restaurant.
Aww. Because I tell him, I say, you pass out on me, I'm going to slap you back to life.
Nah, you say he's going to kill me.
Yeah. Yeah. Said, like, kind of like.
If I died
like
on you, you're going
to
kill me.
What Ike said to Tina. Trick, if you die, I'll kill you.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, but he didn't say trick.
That's harsh.
You hear me?
Ike was a beast.
Ike was.
Ice don't have. Ike. What's his, I said Ice.
Ike.
Ike. Ike yeah. doesn't have anything on Colonel Sanders.
No. Oh, Colonel Sanders has shootout. Yeah. Yeah. So then we did that, and it was. We were at the Hard Rock Cafe. No, sorry, Hard Rock Casino.
Yeah, we went there, and then we went to
the restaurant. We went to the Margaritaville restaurant.
Yeah.
And we had
just got a little platter.
Yeah, a little platter. And of course I had my signature vodkas and sprites, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
And then so they have these big lawn chairs that sit outside in the lobby. And so Mr. Sippy here he jumped on it like a little kid, you know, because we wanted to take pictures on the chair, and he almost fell off the chair, like rolled back.
I didn't know it goes back to it went it, back
it's a lot it's a huge lawn chair.
I didn't know it went
when
back
you, lawn chairs you have to sit back, you scoot back. Yeah. Man. So he did it.
And this chair is about the size of 18-wheeler, though. Well, no, I'm
over. No, it's.
It makes you, if you took a picture, it makes you like you're a little kid.
Like a doll in a chair.
Yeah, a doll in a chair, yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, those 2 seconds were the most scariest of my life. I'd rather would have been on a roller coaster ride.
How did the chair feel when you were going back?
You're like.
So he was falling back in the chair.
Yeah, messed up my suit.
Yeah. Yeah, we. He looked really nice.
Always.
He looked really nice. Spiffy.
Always yeah. Especially in my suits, all I think.
So, oh my gosh. But, so we, you know, Atlantic City is kind of, you know, I mean, it's nice. Where we were. But I just don't like to be out on the boardwalk at night.
It seems kind of creepy.
It seems kind of.
It's not well lit.
It's not well lit at all. So, now, you know, I mean, I know how Vegas is, but it's lit. I know you can still get mugged out there, but there's lights and everything. So you don't feel as creeped out as you do out there. So this guy walks up, you know, because we're trying to find our way to this other restaurant, you know, where the Margaritaville restaurant is. And well, the other casino, I should say. And so this guy walks up and was like, oh, I give you ride there. We're like, what?
I'm a rickshaw.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, what? So we get in. This guy, he bike rides us in like in a little rickshaw thing. And I'm saying, Mr. Sippy and I, we're not, you know, we don't.
We're not lightweights.
We weigh more than 120. Let's just say it like that.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. So by the time this guy got to the resort casino, he worked for that. I felt so bad because I didn't even tip him. I just like gave him $5 because I'm like, okay, here you go. You know, just trying to get out because it just seemed like people were just like staring, just standing down there like on the boardwalk. I don't know, but. Again, I'm from the West Coast, and we love the beach. We love the water, but I don't know. Tell me, do East Coast people appreciate the beach and the water as much as we do?
I think it's more so of a summer thing. out here on the east side.
But for us, it's like year round. Well, like, you know,
I mean, yeah.
Even if it's cold, we still go.
Yeah, you still go look and listen.
Yeah.
I don't think people on the west, on the east side, on the east coast look at it like that.
Like we do.
Yeah, because it's usually cold during the time of year. So nobody's trying to be on no beach when it's 30 degrees outside to listen to some waves and water.
See, I would do it. I would pitch a tent and everything and stay out there all day.
That's just cuckoo.
Oh, that is not cuckoo. That's
just cuckoo.
You wouldn't mind having a bonfire?
Well, I wouldn't mind doing a bonfire, but I wouldn't be out there all day.
I would. No, I love the beach. Nah. The ocean is kind of scary at night, though.
I like the beach, but I don't love it like that.
It's kind of scary at night, so I have to be zipped up at night. Beach. I would camp beach. On the beach. If you know, maybe we should do that. We should go camping.
Maybe you should do that. Maybe you should. I'll camp out in the
For
room.
Someone from the country, he sure doesn't like wildlife.
I don't like the wildlife. Because I grew up, because I'm from the country. I'm not from the country.
You're from the city country.
I'm from the Mississippi Delta. We don't camp out. We don't do that.
What do you do?
We, huh?
You have cookouts.
We do, and that's during the summer. We don't do anything during the winter.
That's the best time to do stuff.
Some people go hunting during the winter when they hunting for deer, hunting for rabbits, silly rabbits. But we don't. No, we don't do that. We get some fish from the store. We get our meat from the store. Some people like to go hunt in the woods, but we don't do that.
But the winter time is like the best time to be out.
Nah.
It's the best time.
Nah.
To me, it's the best time.
Nah. I have to disagree with you.
So anyway, so that is what we did. For our holiday.
Yeah.
You know, just relaxed and, you know, everything.
Stay in the bed all day Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. All day.
Let the kids play with their toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Build their Legos and
Legos
all that good stuff.
Beyblades.
Yeah. We cooked the day before, so. Oh, we had dinner.
We didn't have dinner at the table like we should have. But
where did we have dinner at?
We had it in the bed.
Oh,
on the couch, at a table.
Yeah, we just had dinner everywhere.
We didn't sit down at the table and eat dinner.
Normally we do that.
We have dinner.
The cheese is coming back up.
That didn't come out on the microphone. Don't acknowledge it. Gonna roll through. But we didn't have to do that at the table.
Yeah.
It would have been nice, but I guess we just wanted to relax a little bit. So yeah. Oh, we did eat pecan pie.
Yeah, we have pecan pie.
Pecan.
I don't say that. I say pecan.
We say pecan.
Pecan pie.
It's pecan, but okay.
That's what Southern people say.
How do you say can?
Pecan.
How do you say can?
How do you say boss?
How you spell can?
England.
How you spell con? Like you're a con artist.
But that's different.
No. How you spell it?
How do you say cons France?
Cons France. We're in the United States.
So how do you know that's not a French word?
Cons France is K-A-N-N-E-S.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Google it.
There's no K in it.
I mean, C-O-N-N-E-S.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
It's not O.
C A N N E.
Well, whatever the case is, it's pecan.
It's pecan.
It's pecan.
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 Pecans. A breath stink.
Oh my gosh. He went to Harvard.
Okay. I won't talk. I turned the other way.
So anyway, that's it.
That's it.
That's what we did.
So yeah, that's it for the show.
Yeah, I mean that's off the top of our heads. Like we weren't gonna do it.
We were gonna wait until tomorrow to do
we
this.
We were. Like,
come on, let's go ahead and knock this
right,
out.
Right, it's our last Friday.
It's our last Friday of the year.
So I'm gonna open up the lines right now. I just did it. I just clicked this little button right here, and there, it's green. Oh, but you're colorblind, so you wouldn't know that. Mr. Sippy's colorblind.
Yeah.
I have to dress him from time to time. He knows the style, but he doesn't know the color. So, yeah. I mean, he can dress nice when he wants to. You know, I'm very impressed.
I sit on the bed with my underwear and t-shirt and bounce up and down, waiting on mommy to pick out my clothes.
No, he doesn't. No,
my clothes today. Yay!
No.
I wear dress pants.
No.
I wear dress shirt.
No.
I wear Pokemon shirt and Pokemon pants.
No.
Pokemon.
He doesn't do that.
Yeah, I do. All right. So what else we gonna talk about?
So
that's it?
Yeah, that's
what about
it for
our
Friday.
Okay. All right, so this is our last Friday of the year, so we got New Year's coming up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you want to do for New Year's? Like what is your outlook? What do you want to accomplish or set out for yourself?
I'm talking about that on my Monday morning motivational enlightenment. Well, but I'll give you a sneak peek.
Oh, okay.
So it's gonna go along the lines.
Don't let your sneak peek turn to 10 minutes.
No, it's not gonna turn to 10 minutes.
It's really long.
It's gonna go along the lines of, you know, just getting healthy.
Okay.
You know,
that was
staying active.
Okay.
And hopefully having more sex in my life on a regular basis, every day, 3 times a day, you know, but I have to get that contract written up. What about you? He's quiet right now. What about you? Well, I think he's speechless right now. Anytime now.
The audacity. I don't even know what to say now.
Okay, then.
I had some stuff that I wanted to say, but now I just don't. I'm not in the mood to say it now.
He's not in the mood right now. He's not in the mood.
I'll let you know next Friday.
Next Friday in the new year. Okay. So, that was my sneak peek. Well, Mr. Sippy will share with us what he wants to do next Friday. We'll see you guys. Well, I will see you for the Motivational Monday Enlightenment. And as always, you can reach me at positive. You can go to my website at positiveecs.com and you can connect with me there. And also, if you will ever come to the DC area soon, we're going to start Wednesday meetups, I would say, and to talk about what's bothering us at work or anything in our life, just a venting session. So, with that being said, we will talk to you later. Can you say bye?
Bye.
Bye.